The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I really do appreciate you guys tuning in. I apologize for being off yesterday. Had a very, very busy day in terms of interviews. A lot's been going on. One topic I need to talk to you guys about is Ebola. Some of you have been asking if you need to start hoarding Tamiflu, the antiviral, in case Ebola comes to the United States. And I'm here to say, no, don't be doing that. We don't think Tamiflu treats Ebola. That Tamiflu is for regular influenza. And the last thing I need you guys to do is to panic, right? Trying to think to fight Ebola, and now we don't have Tamiflu for when the flu hits, and the flu does kill. All right, hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans every year. So we don't want you doing that. So we need to talk about that. Yesterday I was asked about drug interactions. A lot of you guys take drug interactions, or you take two drugs together that you think are safe, and you think it's no big deal. No big, you know, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. And these things can kill you. So we need to review some very, very deadly drug interactions of some very, very common medications that many of you take. Another thing I was able to briefly discuss on the Moore Show was how some of the medications that you take, you go out into the sun and you go into these full-blown photosensitive or phototoxic reactions. So we need to review that, because it could be something as similar as you taking an antibiotic or you taking some Benadryl and then you go into a full-blown reaction. A lot of you guys take Naprosyn. That can do it as well. So we're going to talk about that. We already covered the whole fist bump thing. That was a cute story we covered on Fox 5 News last night. Very, very fun story with Kerry Casey, Fox 5 crew, on the fist bumping, how fist bumps are less contagious than handshakes and high fives. Okay, personally, I think rather than fist bumping, you'll get less germs just doing the booty bump, like from the 1970s, do the bump. True, you could still probably acquire herpes, but other than that, you're not going to get the E. coli or the MRSA as long as you're dressed when you're doing the bump. So that could be probably a better, more safer move. And then there was a huge discussion on a local level of keeping doctors in state. All right. In Nevada, barely a lot of doctors or people who graduate don't stay in state. They leave. And I think a lot of your guys' states are having similar problems. And where are these doctors going to, and how do you keep your doctor in your state? All right. A lot of you guys have been losing your doctors. I can't see how many emails say, I can't see my doctor anymore. You know, is it that you're currently having an issue, or is it you don't have your doctor anymore? Now you have to start fresh with a new doctor. What's more stressful? You know, is it the medical issue you have at hand, or the fact that now you have a brand new doctor that has to start over from scratch, whereas your other doctor that you had handle everything? So, you know, we got an extremely, extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I do practice what I preach. I did go and get my eye exam yesterday. You know how I tell you guys, if you're over 40, you need to get an eye exam once a year? Well, the lady at the front desk, I go to Mark DeBrava Eye Care of Nevada, and, you know, of course, the front desk was like, it's been 2 years. I'm like, no. They're really nice, but, you know, I told her, don't tell them. You know, change the date for me, but they wouldn't do that. And he was nice. He didn't rip me a new one. He did my LASIK. Of course, I complained that now I need reading glasses. And it was nice. You know, he didn't make me feel old. A lot of us feel old now that we need reading glasses. And it's not that I use reading glasses. I mean, I will use anything. I will try to read a menu using my water glass. Have you guys ever tried that? You don't have a magnifier. So you take your ice water glass and you try to read the menu with that. You know, and he reminded me that a lot of restaurants really screw us up by having the dim, dark lights. Why do restaurants have dim, dark lights? You know, it's supposed to be romantic, supposed to be sexy. Food is supposed to look better when it's in a dim environment as opposed to diner style where everything's all light and bright. All right, the problem is I've tried to be sexy. It's very, very difficult to do that when you have to say, hold on, I can't even read this. And then you try to use your phone flashlight. Do you guys have a phone flashlight? Got to get that. You know, so I'm trying to get my flashlight on my phone. I'm trying to use my water glass to read the menu. Sometimes I just hand the stupid menu to somebody sitting next to me in another table with glasses, and I say, can you read this for me, please? So it's very, very embarrassing. So if you do own a restaurant, and one of these fancy, sexy restaurants, I would strongly, strongly urge you guys to lighten it up a little bit. You know, when you do go for an eye exam, many of you are freaked out about the puff of air. Okay, this puff of air test that they would do to, you know, check for glaucoma. Well, they did the old-fashioned Tonopen on me. Not the tonometer. The tonometer is this little contraption I was trained on. But when I was leaving training, they had something called a Tonopen, where it just touches your cornea lightly, and it reads the pressure of the eye. Now, the funny thing with that is, you know, when you get the blow of the air for the eye, you have no idea it's coming. And so you're not going to be tensing up. You're just like, la, la, la. And you're like, whoa, 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 what was that? With the Tonopen, they have to numb up your eye. And then you're sitting there with them about to touch a cornea. If you touch the cornea, it's very hypersensitive. Your cornea of the eye, the lining, the coating above your eye has to be sensitive because you have to make sure that you don't, you know, that you get a foreign body out of your eyes. So you have to be able to feel it. So here I am. They go, okay, we're giving you your numbing drops, and then now we're going to do your Tonopen. So first of all, I'm freaking out from getting the numbing drops. I am not very good about things going into my eyes. It took me years to be able to put one contact in, okay? And that's all I would allow was one contact. Okay, so they put in the drops, and, you know, you're winking and you're wincing. You're like, no, please, no, no, no. And it's dripping all over the place. So she had to use about half a bottle of getting the numbing drops on me. But she was good. She was good. It's just I was being a real wussy. And then she's like, okay, now stay still because I need to touch your eyeball. I'm like, don't touch my eyeball, please, with the Tonopen. No. And then while you're lying still and you're like, please hurry, please hurry, please hurry, you hear the little beep, 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 beep. You know, I'm touching the eye. And I'm like, hurry, hurry. Okay, oh, your pressure's a little high. Duh. Yeah, my pressure's a little high. So just so you don't get diagnosed with glaucoma, make sure you relax. When you go in, okay, if you live in Nevada, I love Dr. DeBrava, he's great. But wherever you go, just relax, because the last thing you need is to be diagnosed with glaucoma because you're freaked out. Oh, okay, don't go away, but right back, Ebola. Got a lot to talk about, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times. It makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We need to talk about Ebola. I know it's been causing a lot of scare. Many of you are worried as an outbreak that somebody's going to nuke a village as a result. And I want everyone to calm down. Okay, we're going to talk about it. We'll know what's going on. Okay, just right now. Well, nobody needs to flee, okay? Nobody needs to start hoarding Tamiflu. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Tom, who was working the dials. But, okay, let's talk about what's going on and do we have any medication and who's dying from this? So, let's talk about, I don't want to talk about the drugs yet. I apologize. My computer is going crazy also. All right, hold on a second. Here we go. Okay. Let's look at what NBC News is talking about. NBC News is talking about how we're approaching Okay, this Ebola. We have another source talking about, are there any medications? Let's just first talk about what Ebola is, okay? The Ebola virus disease was formerly known as Ebola hemorrhagic fever. The Ebola hemorrhagic fever was kind of highlighted in that movie Outbreak from years ago with Dustin Hoffman. The fatality rate is over 90%. Now, usually these outbreaks occur, and this is according to the World Health Organization, in remote villages in Central and West Africa near tropical rainforests. Now, it is spread by human-to-human transmission. Do we think it's spread by airborne? Is it more oral-fecal route? We think that a lot of the vomiting and the diarrhea is a more of a bigger bolus of the transmission. But they have a lot of work to do to see if they could find it in respiratory droplets and saliva, etc. There was talk recently that, no, it can't be spread that way. However, we are starting to see more and more of a spread, such that, as far as I'm concerned, you protect yourself from all bodily fluids, especially the respiratory droplets. They say the host of this virus is actually a bat, not a mosquito, the Turoptidae family. All right. And it first appeared, we first discovered it back in the 1970s. There were a couple outbreaks in Zara, Sudan, Yambuku, Democratic Republic of Congo. All right. But in the Democratic Republic of Congo, I believe Congo, there was a little village near the Ebola River. And that's where it got its name. All right. Now, it's in a family of some other sort of viruses. So you have the Zaire Ebola virus, the Resin Ebola virus, the Sudan Ebola virus. So there's a bunch of different species of the Ebola. All right. They say the outbreaks that we've seen in Africa are the Bundi Buyogo, the the Zaire Ebola virus and the Sudan Ebola virus. All right. Even though we haven't seen the other, the Thai forest and the Reston. All right. Apparently the Reston species is found in the Philippines and the People's Republic of China. It can infect humans, but right now we have not heard of any report of this happening. All right, so if you get close to any of the secretions, whether it's diarrhea, whether it's blood, whether it's a dead body, all right, you have you unfortunately have the opportunity to acquire this. Many villages, they have rituals of where they clean the dead, and if they don't use the same precautions that are morticians and coroners use when they touch a dead body, you could get infected. All right, so if you're handling a chimpanzee or a gorilla or a fruit bat or monkey or other animals susceptible to it or are infected with it, maybe they're ill, they're found dead in the rainforest, somebody comes up upon them, they touch it, that's how they are able to acquire it. All right, so right now it's direct contact with fluids, body fluids. Okay, now in terms of what are the signs and symptoms, so let's say you think you're okay, oh my gosh, I have Ebola, all right, my ear hurts, and I've been sneezing, and Ebola is very, very acute. When it comes on, and we've talked about viruses versus bacteria, etc., all right, your viruses come on fairly, your viral illnesses, the symptoms come on very, very quick. And so a fever with Ebola is really fast, okay, because remember, your body doesn't know what the hell is going on, and your body is going to start to heat up your body temperature to fight whatever pathogen is in it. And so fever is a form of your body protecting you against what is coming. And they think if it could raise the body temperature, certain pathogens can't live. Well, this Ebola is pretty smart. When you get Ebola, high fever, you could have weakness, you could get muscle pain, headache, and sore throat. Then you could get vomiting, diarrhea, rash. Worst cases, start to affect kidneys, liver function. You start to bleed internally, which is why they call it hemorrhagic fever. You could become aplastically anemic, where your body shuts down, making new blood cells. And you could even go into septic shock. Blood pressure goes down, and you could die. Very, very scary time. We talked about how the incubation period could be anywhere from a couple days to a few weeks. So if you're like, nah, I touch that monkey gosh, you know, in June, I don't have to worry. This must be flu. No, what's really, really frightening is we're going to be coming into flu season soon. Okay? You know, usually flu season starts to hit. We start to see signs October, November, then December, January, February. So what worries us as doctors, and why I'm very, very concerned, is when people start coming in with high fever and body aches and they're lying there on my table, usually I could say, okay, it's flu, here's some Tamiflu, go home, get some fluids, or go to the hospital, etc. It could be very, very difficult to differentiate, right, as a layman or as a regular family physician in an outpatient clinic, whether we're looking at Ebola or not. So this could be pretty scary. Now, can you diagnose? Yeah, you can. Okay, there are ELISA tests, the enzyme-linked immunosorbent assays. We talked about ELISAs on the show. And the ELISA could be a way to determine if that's what there is. There's also antigen detection tests. Sometimes these viruses cause cells to have antigens. And these antigens, these little things that kind of stick out that kind of give it its character, its look, that can be picked up. There's a variety of things they could do. PCR tests, electron microscopy, virus, cell culture, etc. So what I would suggest in lickety-split time is that we hospitals, physicians, regular doctor's offices have a means to screen for Ebola. All right. Now, some people are like, Dolly, really? It's not going to come to America. Please, come on. All right. You know, these things usually isolate the villages. A lot of times, yes. A lot of times we are able to isolate. However, what if somebody over there near the village says, I'm getting the hell out of here, and I am going to hop continents? Yet, remember the incubation period, a few weeks. By incubation period means the time for it to grow and do what it needs to do. So here you are, feeling fine, getting on the plane, you know, I'm going to go trip, you know, take a trip to Disney World, and now you're starting to feel sick. You vomit on somebody in the Space Mountain line. Okay, now we're talking about spread. That's why this is so scary. All right, no vaccines. Nope, there's no vaccines for this. There's no treatment. Right now, we have no treatment. If you are assessed to have Ebola, the first thing we do is we want to make sure you aren't going to die. So what we start doing is we give you fluids because you're probably going to go into some sort of sepsis or septic shock where your blood pressure is going to start to drop. So we immediately monitor your blood pressure. We monitor you with fluids. We try to deal with the fever and the pain and get you to feel better and hopefully get your immune system up such that you could fight the sucker. And sucker with an S. And I know it's a scary time. What can we do to prevent? Okay, well, right now, obviously there needs to be a, we need to come up with some medications. I mean, I don't know if we're going to come up with it as quickly as we need. But right now, as of Forbes, they're saying we've had 1,200 cases with 672 deaths across three countries. They say the virus has killed 56% of those people thus far. All right. The death rate back in 1976 was nearly 90%. So with the Zaire outbreak. So for us now, dropping it down to 56%, that's good, but we still have a long way to go. According to Forbes, there's one company called BioCryst Pharmaceuticals. And BioCryst Pharmaceuticals, I know everyone's going to buy stock now, is currently developing a drug called BCX4430. And it's supposed to treat the broad spectrum of viruses, including Ebola and some of the other Ebola species that we just previously talked about. They are getting partial support from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases of the National Institute of Health. So they're not being 100% funded by the government. They still are relying on private dollars. They say this BCX4430 has proven effective in a small study of primates, all right? And they prevented death from the Marburg virus, which we've talked about before. Don't go away. We'll quickly talk about some of the treatments and what the World Health Organization is doing. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're talking about Ebola. We're hearing how multiple countries are affected right now. People are dying. People are getting sick. Doctors that are treating these patients over here are dying. What is happening? What is going on? What are we doing? Who are we deploying? How are we going to contain this from becoming a worldwide epidemic killing us all? Well, don't worry. The U.S. CDC is on the case, and the U.S. Centers of Disease Control has, get this, guys, don't worry, Breathe easy. They have sent 12 people. Whew. Okay? Told you the CDC was on the case. I tell you, don't worry. Listen, our government is in charge, and they know what to do, and they know what they're doing. The CDC, not two people. They sent a whole 12 people. 12 people. According to Dr. Stephen Monroe, Deputy Director of CDC's National Center for Emerging Zoonotic and Infectious Diseases, he has said, quote, "We currently have 12 staff deployed at Guinea, 5 people, Sierra Leone, 1 person going there. I'm relieved. 1. Liberia, 6. Helping to coordinate the response at the national level, providing health education, and assisting with database management." That's like you sending me to, I don't know, Phoenix, Arizona, and say, "Dahlia, do your work." Right? The Phoenicians will be looking at, "This is it? Just you?" Well, yeah, but I'm Dr. Dahlia. Okay, where's the cavalry? All right. Now, they're not treating patients. What they are doing is they are providing advice. Okay, now what about the World Health Organization? According to NBC News, okay, now the World Health Organization, big international group, okay, they have deployed people. All right, now here comes the cavalry. Woo! All right, we'll have thousands of people that will provide help. Exit can't wait. No, not thousands. A whopping 120 people. All right, 120 people. Now, Greg Hartle, a spokesperson for WHO in Geneva, said, "We do need a lot more." Thank you. Okay, good. I thought I was the only one thinking this was just a little bit light. All right. They say the rest of the people coming to the aid and trying to figure this out are nonprofits. All right. I mean, assuming they're able to get their nonprofit status without being biased. Right, by the IRS and you know the, yeah exactly so I really hope the IRS gets their poop together with these nonprofits. Can you please, all right, what these nonprofits could do? Oh my gosh, yeah, we're starting a nonprofit. We were told to expect a year, and we were told do not fundraise until that year, until we get the nonprofit status, not to fundraise at all. Now I could donate my own money. But if there is a family in need, I can't do anything. If I want to help these kids out there, not supposed to do nothing until the IRS approves it. Okay, is this the time to stall? Please, people, come on. So, I mean, hopefully my foundation does go through and sometime, that's 2015. And I don't mind, because I know there's going to be charities and people that need help that my foundation will be able to help then. But, I got to tell you, man, you know, just know that to take make a nonprofit, it is going to be a very, very long, tedious process. And if you want to help, my suggestion is you help these other nonprofits that already have establishment. And then, you know, once you get your own, you could rock and roll and do your own thing. Okay, so, they say the rest of the help is being covered by nonprofits and the affected country's health departments. They say, unfortunately, they are not even close to being equipped to handle an Ebola outbreak like this. According to Thomas Geisbert of the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, says this is a nuts outbreak compared to anything I have ever seen. He says geographically it is such a huge area, and the virus seems to be popping up like whack-a-mole. The people who are skilled in responding are spread thin, not to mention getting sick. Didn't just one of the doctors die? All right. So, in addition, you're looking at very underdeveloped countries. And so outbreaks that are on the outskirts and rural areas, all right, are going to have difficulty being quarantined, being assessed, addressed, identified, quarantined. They may go to another village to go and get some help. They don't know. So there's not even a real good medical infrastructure, they say. Not a lot of roads, etc. They say in Bo, a large city in Sierra Leone, there are fewer than 15 physicians to cover a population between 150,000 and 450,000 people. Are you kidding me? I know people thought that the media made a big deal about MERS, and, you know, the media makes a big deal about a lot of things. I grant you, they do. But I'm going to tell you something as a doctor, okay? And, you know, I don't need to make things sound bigger than they are. You know, I'll make fun of something, all right, if I think they're making a report that really shouldn't even be news. But I'm telling you right now, this stuff is scary. I don't want to scare you and you guys all, you know, start to do the wrong things and, you know, try to go and land on that moon colony and, you know, leave Earth completely. But don't be blowing these things off and be aware. All right. Let me see what else we need to tell you about that. Again, no drug to treat. Do not start hoarding medications. Try to find Z-Packs or Tamiflu will not help. All right, now, we were talking about this drug, this BCX-4430. They have tried it in animals right now, okay? And what they did is it stopped the Marburg virus. It's not exactly Ebola, but it behaves similarly in humans, the Marburg virus. So what it did is out of six monkeys that had the virus, it was able to prevent death in six of them. And the drug was given 1 or 24 hours after viral infection. All the animals were alive at the 30-day post, while the six control animals that were not given the medicine died by day 12. When the drug was given 48 hours after infection, five of the six animals survived at day 30. Now, let's say this drug is something we could use for humans, all right? It still was effective 48 hours, but not for everybody, all right? 12.5% technically died because they got it too late. So if 48 hours will be too late for 12.5% of the population, we are going to have to shoot for this drug being given within 24 hours. You know, when I talk to you guys about Tamiflu and the flu, and I say you got to take this medication between 48 to 72 hours, some of you guys stroll into my clinic day four, and they're like, no, you know, come to think of it, I really didn't start feeling the fever till hour 71. All right, so I give them the Tamiflu. I mean, by then, they're already actually feeling better anyway, where I give them the Tamiflu or not. If I think you're over day four and you don't need it, I'm not going to give it to you because there's no sense wasting it. You're already getting better, all right? But remember, we talked about incubation periods, okay? The Ebola virus incubates between 2 days, 21 days. If you start a fever day 19 and this medicine was tested in a lab where the virus was injected into the animal a couple days before, and that's where they start the 48-hour mark, all right, that doesn't mean this. We can have high hopes in terms of this. This would have to be instituted before we even think we have symptoms. You get me? Because if it, let's say, it's not going to work after the 72-hour mark or the 4-day mark, and you had an incubation period of 19 days, it could be too late. That's the problem with these medications. All right. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll talk about what medicines can be toxic together. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Women's Health Magazine was talking about four drug combinations that could be accidentally lethal. I was discussing this with Monica Jackson on the Moore Show on Fox 5 yesterday. And these are very, very common medications that many of you guys take. I've told you guys not to mix many times, and we should quickly review it. Especially in light of recent celebrity deaths, a lot of these quote-unquote overdoses that you hear with celebrities may not be an overdose of an illegal drug, but a mixture of some very, very common medications many people in Hollywood and non-Hollywood take that unfortunately could cause death. They say 28% of adults right now, ages 20 to 59, hold multiple drug prescriptions at any time. So basically almost a third of 22-year-olds have multiple pills in their medicine cabinet. Sometimes people may double up, triple up, drink it with alcohol, etc. And this is pretty scary. Now, many of you may be taking SSRIs, these antidepressants, like Paxil or Zoloft, etc. All right, and it helps raise your serotonin. Painkillers, opioids, may also affect your serotonin, such that if you mix the two, you could go into a serotonin syndrome, which could be very, very dangerous. It could cause hyperthermia, high blood temperature, rapid heart and breathing rates, agitation, etc. And so some of you will say, oh my gosh, oh no, don't give me antidepressants. The last time somebody gave it to me, I almost died, and I just completely went into a, went into a state of agitation and all that. Well, one, an SSRI could do that if you're manic depressive, but it could also do that if you're taking a pain pill. So if your doctor has no idea that you're taking a boyfriend's pain pill, and then you mix it with that medication, that could be some serious stuff. Another thing people should not do that could be potentially lethal is taking your painkillers with your Valiums or Xanaxes or Clonopins or Ativans. This could be very scary. Okay, painkillers are depressants. They can be considered downers. When you take a benzodiazepine as well, that could do, that could suppress you as well. So we could sometimes see breathing issues, heart issues, etc. Many of you ladies will get a yeast infection, so you want Diflucan to help combat your yeast infection. You're not really supposed to be taking Diflucan if you are on cholesterol medications like statins. These statin medications like Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, etc., the Diflucan could interfere with the way that statin medication has to be metabolized. Same thing with grapefruit juice and statin medications. So what ends up happening is your 10 or 20 milligrams can now equate to 30 or 40 milligrams. And that could be just too much for your liver to take or for your muscles to take. So pretty scary. Another huge combo that many of my patients come in and ask for, I mean, they don't even say hi anymore. Hi, Dr. Dahlia. No, they don't do that. They're like, I'm just here for my Lortab, Soma, and Xanax. Lortab, Soma, and Xanax are probably the most commonly prescribed. Lortab now is changing because many pharmacies don't carry it anymore. So it's Norco. Norco contains less Tylenol than Lortab. But I'm like, I don't want you guys taking all these medications at once. Oh, I promise I won't. Now, what I've been doing for liability is you're never really supposed to write controlled substances on the same prescription. Every prescription is supposed to have its own medication. However, I want to make sure the pharmacy adds on these bottles, and they usually do. The pharmacies are awesome around here and elsewhere. They to make sure they know not to mix the two. So on the prescription, I will a lot of times write the Soma and the benzodiazepine. And why would I even give it? Well, somebody's having back pain, and they use the muscle relaxer for the back pain, and then maybe they need the anti-anxiety medicine for a bad day. In-laws are coming into town, whatever. I don't mind them having both in their cupboard, but I'm liable if they take the two together. So what I'll do is I'll write both medications on the same prescription, and I'll have a big, huge arrow on them saying, do not mix. And then, of course, your narcotic has to be on a separate prescription. But, I don't know how else to remind people. I mean, these are things that you just cannot do. Where I get nervous is you're under the influence of one of them. And then you're like, oh, it's no big deal because you're relaxed. I can't tell you how many people I'll see. They're having a drink or whatever. And they're like, you know what? I'm not going to be able to sleep. Darn, I feel fine. I'm okay. And I'll take an Ambien or a Valium. And they have alcohol on board. That stuff could kill. So I strongly, strongly urge you guys to not mix your medicines. Ask your doctor and even ask your pharmacist. Your pharmacist are a huge source of information. God bless them. And so definitely talk to them. Coming up in the next hour, we need to talk about what medications can cause substantial issues when you go out into the sun. And since we are in the dearth of summer, or the height of summer, however you want to call it, very dangerous time for some of you in the medications. We're going to be talking about that at the start of the hour. All right, quickly. We need to talk about I just lost my story. Okay, spider bites. We spent a lot of time talking about scorpions when my house that I have been, camping up in, because we downsized and we have all these boxes all over the place and we're waiting for our other house to be, our smaller house to be built. So now we're in like a real, real tiny little place. Well, you know, scorpions start to come in. I was freaked out that they would get us in the middle of the night, especially since they're poisonous. Right? But we don't really spend a lot of time on brown recluse spiders. And a report has come out today saying that brown recluse spider bites are on the rise. Now, brown recluse spiders can be very, very scary. Now, these spiders are known as the violin spider. Now, don't mix those up with the black widows. Black widows are big, have a big black abdomen with a red hourglass on their black round abdomen. The spider, the violin spider, is just shaped like a violin. They're usually medium brown, creamy brown, dark brown, blackish gray, etc. These recluse spiders have six eyes. Very ugly suckers. Six eyes. I know they're God's creature, but they're a spider. I don't care. Six eyes instead of eight. And this violin looking shape on its back is a pretty, makes me not like violins anymore. All right. Now, there are a lot of times with these recluse spider bites, they really cause necrosis of the nearby tissue. And so when they really get bad, many times what we have to do is we have to debride and remove the infected tissue. You are not supposed to do that on your own. Could recluse spiders be very, very dangerous? Absolutely. The bite could bring on something called loxosceleism, where it could cause fever, rash, muscle pain, hemolysis, breakdown of blood cells, etc. Very life-threatening with young children. So we do not screw around with spider bites. All right? And it's toxin-induced. So basically, your red blood cells can't handle the toxin. They break apart. Now you have less blood cells doing what they need to do. Pretty frightening stuff. So right now, they say that all children under 12 with a brown recluse spider bite should have a urine test to check for hemoglobin in the blood. Now, some of you are like, a urine test to check for what? When your blood cell breaks up, the blood leaves the red blood cell. Remember, your blood is made up of red blood cells. If you spin down a thing of blood, you get this very syrupy serum and the red blood cells down there. Okay? I mean, the red, but it's just not all liquidy liquid. Microscopically, you got red blood cells. When the red blood cells open up and tear, you will have those that filtered by the kidneys, and you will pick up hemoglobin in the blood. That's why we check for hemoglobin in your urine to see if you are breaking up red blood cells. You could also get fever, rash, etc. Many adults are fine, but some of these kids will need some Dapsone to be applied. Or, no, I wouldn't. Doctors will decide if we're going to.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.